an almond and walnut grower, became more vertically integrated with the Huller Scheller, which really helped out in these low price years. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. Jonna Lee Dunn is an almond grower in the Dunnigan area. The family opened up that Huller Scheller operation in 1996. She noted that it did help to be more vertically integrated.
Oh, yeah.
And having that extra income has certainly helped.
That is true. Yeah. No, I think it'd be hard to make it unless you're really able to save some money aside when the years were good. I think that's how, you know, most of us have survived these last few years, is having being vertically or horizontally integrated. You know, a lot of people are, they're in other crops as well. Our family's mostly almonds and walnuts, but we've been able to vertically integrate to where you're not relying just on one form of income.
That's Jonna Lee Dunn. In more news, the pistachio industry continues to show resilience and growth, even as the 2025 crop faced weather-related hurdles. They're also getting a lot of success in marketing in India, where American pistachios are outselling cheaper Iranian competitors, even though they are 50 cents per pound less than the U.S. price. That's due to the super high quality of American pistachios. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.